This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you joining the program today. It's good to be back in the saddle. 2 weeks off. Wow. Haven't done 2 weeks off in ages. It was glorious. But I'm glad to be back. Now, you know the rules of engagement. Sure, I know you haven't forgotten the rules of engagement because I tell you I read text messages all the time, but I didn't look at them for almost a week, maybe 10 days. So I looked at them again this morning, and I appreciate all of you that tuned in, listened to the program last weekend, listen to the weekday program. I know everybody hates fill-in hosts. I understand that. I've filled in a few times for Jesse Kelly and a few other people, and I know that, where's Jesse? Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. If you want to send me a text message, the number's 33103, 33103, keyword MicroMichael, tell me anything, ask me anything, and then go follow me over on X, formerly Twitter. And over there, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. So, of course, the thing that we need to talk about first before we get to everything else that happened over the past couple of weeks is what happened last night. I don't want to say invaded. We snatched Nicolas Maduro out of Caracas. I get up this morning and I don't turn anything on because it's Saturday morning and I'm just getting, throwing some, stuff to go walk the dogs, and I get in the car and it's still on Fox News and I hear that Nicolas Maduro is on his way to New York. And I'm like, why is he on his way to New York? Have they reached a deal or what? No. He's on a cargo plane, handcuffed, tied to the bench, and they're taking him to New York for a trial. He's been indicted. And it's simply amazing. I'll get into the details, but my first thought when I heard that we had captured Maduro was going back to, what was it called? Operation Just Cause. Operation Just Cause was a really large scale U.S. invasion. It was truly an invasion that completely shattered the armed forces in Panama. And we did that under George H.W. Bush, to get Manuel Noriega. The Maduro operation, by contrast, was, in everything I'm reading, a precision decapitation strike, and they're framing it as a law enforcement raid against the indicted narco-terrorist. I want to give you this background about Operation Just Cause before we get to what happened last night, because I think some perspective is good. Because without the perspective, here is what you're primarily going to hear from, the left. Here's Rachel. I'm sorry, I'm just laughing because every time I look at it, I should have made a New Year's resolution, but I don't make New Year's resolutions. But I should have made a New Year's resolution that I was not going to laugh at liberal women like Rachel Maddow. But she, you know, it happens to everybody. It happened to me, too. It may have happened to you somewhere. Someone takes a photograph just as you're blinking, and you look like you're drunk because your eyelids are about halfway down. Or you got some smirk on your face or whatever. That moment, that split second, that nanosecond in time is captured on film. And I'm just looking up this video clip of Rachel Maddow. And I'm sorry, it just makes me laugh. But she's really upset.
Joe, you've been following this all morning. What do you make of this? This is a very, very big development in a months-long effort against Venezuela.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really interested to hear what the president has to say in his remarks from the White House that are planned for just a little under an hour from now. Allie, I feel like in your heart of hearts, when you think about what the United States just did, I think there are very few Americans right now who have any idea why the United States did this. If this was about drug trafficking, then why did President Trump just pardon the former president of Honduras, who was convicted of sending hundreds of tons of drugs into the United States? If this was about something about the illegitimacy of Maduro's election, well, that's something that the U.S. is, you know, decrying any other country policing. We just sanctioned Brazil for having tried to protect itself from a coup by its former president, Jair Bolsonaro. I mean, if it's about gangs, we had the president of El Salvador, who is believed by U.S. law enforcement to be very linked with the notorious gang MS-13, which has caused incredible damage in the hemisphere, including in the United States. He's invited into the Oval Office, and the president says that he's looking forward to sending homegrown Americans to that president's essentially, you know, jungle concentration camps. So all of the purported explanations for what's happened here don't stand up to logical scrutiny.
But they do. But you have to get out of your bubble to understand that. And to get out of your bubble, you have to understand, you have to go back to President Monroe and the Monroe Doctrine. And you have to go even beyond that and understand that this is part of the America First strategy to first protect our front yard and our backyard, the Western Hemisphere. And this is why, one reason why Trump's doing it, but there are many reasons why Trump is doing this. And we'll get into those in just a minute, but this is what you're going to hear from everybody who does not have the same worldview that Donald Trump does. And I'm not shocked by that. I'm not surprised by that. I just accept that as the reality within which we have to deal. Because Trump's vision is that we understand there's, you know, Europe is going down the crap hole, and the Russian-Ukraine war is now a war of attrition. Vladimir Putin is probably not going to do anything in terms of peace, so that's going to continue on and on and on. And the mass migration into Europe is going to continue. Their GDPs are continuing to decrease. So that part of the world will probably continue to deteriorate. The Middle East, he understands that the Abraham Accords are the seeds for really bringing long-term stability and peace to the Middle East, which is good for us economically, which is good for our national security, and that if the Iranian regime can eventually fall because of our blowing up their nuclear weapon sites, then in the long term, that's good for that part of the country. So, boom, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Go in, blow up those nuke facilities in Iran, and give it time to let it percolate. And you see what's going in Iran right now with all of the riots in every province. Every single province in Iran right now has protests, all shouting death to the Shah and death to the mullahs. Now, why do I say death to the Shah? Because the people, the Iranian people, don't want to go back to dictator rule. They want to go back to be a thriving democratic republic like they were at one time prior to the Shah taking over and then prior to the Shah being deposed and the Ayatollahs taking over, the mullahs. So there's a revolution going on in Iran right now. And you notice that as that goes on, everybody in the Middle East is just kind of staying quiet. Because the Saudis, even Qatar, Kuwait, the Emiratis, they all understand that the problem that every other country in the Middle East has stems from Tehran. And Trump has lit the match to solve those problems, and all he did it was with some stealth bombers that went over and blew the crap out of their nuke facilities, and that started what we're seeing now. And I think he's probably, after the meeting with Netanyahu this past week, he's probably given Netanyahu the green light to do what you need to do to foment that revolution and perhaps overthrow the mullahs, which will be a good thing. And you notice that Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis and Qatar and Kuwait and everybody else is remaining quiet because they don't want to say anything publicly, but they're sitting back there with their fingers crossed thinking, oh, we hope this really occurs. And then let's go to Asia, which we'll do after the break. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open 33103, keyword Michael. Let's keep building our perspective about what happened last night. I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steak Co.'s Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine cold water lobster, jumbo USA sea scallops, 16-ounce USDA choice ribeye steaks, and 8-ounce filet mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit a dealer at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you tuning in. It's good to be back in the saddle again. We're talking about the breaking news from overnight of the capture of Nicolas Maduro and what that means in terms of Trump's vision, Trump's worldview, his vision for America first. And part of America first, you can divide into both domestic and international perspectives. And I want to go through the international perspective first, because I think most Americans really understand what America first means in terms of domestic policies. Lower taxes, smaller government, less regulation, blah, blah, blah. All of those things that, you know, conservatives generally advocate for. But many people miss the larger worldview of what America first means, and they cannot reconcile in their mind that if this is an administration that is opposed to regime change, that doesn't want to get engaged in forever wars, then why did we do what we did here? Well, let's go back and let's keep dividing the world up. And I started with Europe. And I said that Europe is going down the crap hole. And indeed it is. But Trump has given them the roadmap for what they need to do. If they want to stop that, they need to stop the mass migration of all the illegal immigrants coming in from, you know, Africa and the Middle East and everywhere else. They've got to stop that. They need to deport them, and they got to spend more of their money on more of their gross domestic product on their own defense, as opposed to the United States providing, you know, 99% of the support for NATO. And they also have got to get rid of their Green New Deal bullcrap that they do, because obviously, you know, if you want to grow and prosper, you have to have cheap and abundant energy, and we know that all this green energy cannot provide cheap and abundant and reliable energy. So he's given them the roadmap for what they need to do. So that's Europe. That's that part of the world. But now let's go south of there. Same thing is true in Africa. He's trying to push back on the Chinese influence in Africa by trying to make trade deals with certain countries, including perhaps recognizing Somaliland. He might talk about that today or later. So he's addressing it in Africa, all of which helps support us and our technological growth because of all the rare earth minerals that they have. Plus, he's really tired of the killing of Christians throughout Africa. Now let's go to the Middle East. In the Middle East, he knew that when, after October 7th, and the attack on the Israelis, the worst since the Holocaust, that he had to do something to help Netanyahu clean up Gaza and the Hamas and Hezbollah. Hezbollah on the border of Lebanon, Hamas in Gaza. So he took the stealth bombers and blew the crap out of the Iranian nuke facilities. That was one tactical maneuver that had, and I want you to remember this, because this is going to apply when we finally get over to Venezuela. That one tactical maneuver had a long-term strategic purpose, and that was to upset the mullah's regime in Iran so that if the people chose to rise up, they could and they might foment enough revolution that would topple the mullahs, prevent another Shah from taking over, and return Iran to a Western civilized-like country with, you know, free and fair elections, a representative government, all of those things, that would what? Oh, you'd still have the monarchies in Saudi Arabia at all, but that would bring peace to Israel, and that's what the Saudis want. They'll eventually, I believe, sign the Abraham Accords along with the others, and suddenly that area of the world will be peaceful, which is good for us because we no longer have to worry about that blowing up into a nuclear holocaust, and it helps us also, helps us and the entire world get even more cheap, reliable, and abundant energy from the Middle East. So that transformation is taking place there. That is part of America First, because that means less reliance on Russian oil, which might help eventually stop the war between Russia and Ukraine. Before I leave that part of the world, one last thing about Russia and Ukraine. I think Trump is going to have to, sooner rather than later, impose severe sanctions on Russia, because there is beginning to boil up in many of the oblasts in Russia a lot of dissent and a lot of unrest and unease among normal Russians about this war. Oh, if you listen to state-run media in, which is like listening to NBC or CBS or ABC, if you listen to state-run media out of Moscow, oh, the public supports it. But if you listen to the reporters that are freelancing in Russia, you'll find out that people are beginning to get upset. All of our boys are being killed. We're losing millions of people, and the economy's in tatters. And Trump wants to stop that war by putting pressure on Putin, and one of the things he'd like to do, because Russia has vast amounts of natural resources that would be good for us if we could eventually have access to those natural resources. And frankly, based on my experience in Russia, it would be a good place to do business. So he wants to bring that war to an end, and he's got to somehow get Putin to the negotiating table to really bring the war to an end. And he may do that with severe sanctions. I think he has to do it with severe sanctions. That would help solve that problem in the world. Again, redoubts back to the benefit of an America First policy. Now, let's go, instead of going to South America next, let's go to Asia. China is the existential threat to this country. But China's really a conundrum, and China is really in a dilemma, because China depends upon trade. Now, I set aside for a moment, we know they steal IP, intellectual property. We know that they're communists. We know that they are human rights abusers, you know, extraordinaire. We know that the Chinese Communist Party is awful, and we know they have their eyes on Taiwan. So Trump's trying to juggle two things. We still need some stuff out of China. We still need them as a trading partner, but we don't want them invading Taiwan, because if they invade Taiwan, now let me make something else clear before I talk more about Taiwan. The People's Republic Army, the PRA of Communist China, the generals don't want to invade Taiwan. Xi Jinping does, for similar reasons that Vladimir Putin wants to take over Ukraine. It's part of their destiny. But an invasion of Taiwan is fraught with dangers for Beijing. So Trump's taking actions to push Xi back to keep him from doing that. And that's, again, part of America First. TSMC. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation. Yeah, we depend on that company. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by finally checking off something that actually matters. Your old videotapes and photos are fading more every year. VCRs are disappearing, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most important memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your memories by converting all your videotapes, photos, and film reels into digital files. And this year, it's easier than ever.
Introducing our biggest kit yet, able to hold up to 80 videotapes or film reels or 2,000 photos. It's perfect for big collections. collections. You can even send in old DVDs, memory cards, flip phones, or early generation iPhones. Legacy Box is truly the easiest New Year's resolution you'll ever keep. Just fill your box and send it in. As the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, all work is done in the U.S., and we're trusted by over a million families. Start the new year right by rescuing the moments you haven't watched in years. Go to legacybox.com/audio for an incredible 55% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 55% off.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I kind of thought, just to give you a little perspective of what I had, there was a story today in the Wall Street Journal that I was going to start off with as just kind of a way to kind of ease back into the program and ease back into work. But oh no, instead Trump has to go out and snatch Nicolas Maduro out of Caracas in an amazing tactical success. And so it's completely changed what I'm talking about today. And then because of the left and how their reaction is, without even stopping to think about what does this mean? Why is he doing it? What are the ramifications of it? What's the long-term strategy here? It's just instantaneously anti-Trump. It's just the Trump derangement syndrome just oozes with them. It's like, if you want to talk about a pandemic, what we really ought to do is isolate everybody that has TDS because they clearly can't think. And Rachel Maddow, that I played in that last segment, really is an example of that. She just can't see beyond her hatred of Trump what the big picture is. And I know I'm a little biased, but I also think I'm a little objective because having served at that level of the government, I kind of understand exactly what strategic decisions are made and why they're made. And in this case, I think Trump is fulfilling his America First promise. And part of that is let's stabilize and reorder the world order. And let's get America back on top and let's make America again the superpower, because the more powerful we are militarily and economically, the quieter the rest of the world will be. And what's more America First than that? Because that allows us to freely trade with anybody we want to on our terms that help American consumers, that help American businesses. He's trying to reindustrialize the country, bring things back into this country, and is somewhat succeeding in that. And you have to think after, you know, since FDR and the New Deal, it's going to take a while to accomplish that. So we've been through Europe. We've been through Western Asia and Russia. We've been through Africa. We've been through the Middle East. And I wanted to move over to the Indo-Pacific. And we were talking about China and Xi Jinping's efforts to invade Taiwan. His generals in the army that he's trying to purge and has been purging some don't want to invade Taiwan because they see it as a lose-lose situation. You can ask any military expert that the invasion of Taiwan will be a lot more difficult than Xi Jinping thinks it will be. And the most likely scenario is in two given points of time through a calendar year when they can cross the Straits of Taiwan and try to invade it with a Normandy-like invasion, which would be a complete disaster. But the other thing that I think most Americans don't understand, TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, TSMC is, I think, the largest. It's certainly the most prominent chip maker in the entire world. They make the chips that are in every freaking thing that we use. Your refrigerator, your EV, your laptop, your phone, everything that's got some sort of, you know, computer or electronics in it, there's probably a chip from TSMC in there. Well, one thing that Trump started initially was, let's get TSMCs to start building fabs in this country. So TSMC is currently in the process of building billion-dollar chip manufacturing facilities outside Phoenix, Arizona, which is great. And I'd like to see even more of that happen in this country. But TSMC in Taipei, Tainan, and other places in Taiwan are still essential to that company's overall survival. There is a company, and I forget whether it's out of the Netherlands or Germany. I think it's the Netherlands, that has designed a program that if China invades Taiwan, that it's almost like a kill switch. You just go over here to this little light switch and flip it on, and it completely destroys all of the intellectual property, all of the manufacturing facilities. You know how you can take an iPhone, and if you lose your iPhone or it gets stolen, you can brick it. You can turn it into a completely useless, you know, piece of metal? That's what this company in the Netherlands has designed for TSMC. So that if China invades, boom, they just brick the entire production facility, including all of the IP that goes along with that. So China's not going to get what it wants. Of course, they also want Taiwan for reasons other than just TSMC. But what's Trump doing? And this is why we're going to eventually get to Venezuela. Trump just, I want to say in the past few months, authorized and is in the process of the largest arms deal with Taiwan in the history of our two countries. So our national strategy of strategic ambiguity is offset by, yeah, okay, we really don't say whether we would support Taiwan or not, but don't look at this hand that says, you know, here, strategic ambiguity, because over here on the other hand, we're selling them more crap than you can possibly imagine so they can defend themselves. At the same time that we're doing that, Japan, now if you look at a map, you'll see that there are Japanese islands. I forget the name of them, I'm sorry. But they go all the way down and just within a couple hundred miles of Taiwan. Now, if China tries to embargo Taiwan, that affects Japanese citizens. Some of the islands are uninhabited, some are. But nonetheless, there is a defense agreement between Japan and Taiwan. So an invasion by China of Taiwan is going to draw in Japan, and we have a defense treaty with Japan, so we're going to get drawn into that, as is South Korea, and of course so is Australia and New Zealand and the Philippines, because they all have national security interests in the region also, so they're going to come to the defense of Taiwan. So that's reordering and putting off, you know, every time, I just laugh, every time that Trump says, you know, President Xi and I have a great relationship. Yeah, you do. And you're patting him on the back at the same time that over here, you're telling President Li in Taiwan and the Prime Minister of Japan, what can I do to help you so you can defend yourselves against this guy that I've got a great relationship with? It truly is four-dimensional chess. And if he succeeds in the Indo-Pacific, which I think is the most threat to us right now, then that takes it off the table. That means that, oh, it stabilizes that, and it keeps China at bay. Remember, China needs us, not because they own some of our debt, which they do. They've sloughed off most of it. But they need us because we're a consumer economy, just as they need Europe, just as they need all these countries that they sell their cheap Chinese crap to. So they need that trade to continue. An invasion of Taiwan would disrupt that. So, and Trump understands that. So he's playing both hands in the Indo-Pacific. Plus, that strengthens us and protects us now, because if you think about everything I described about Europe and the Middle East and Africa, that protects us on that side of the world. And now he's maneuvering to protect us on the Pacific side of the world, which now brings us to South America. The Monroe Doctrine. President Monroe said, the way to protect America is to protect the Western Hemisphere, to protect North and South America from its enemies. And the Monroe Doctrine is being revived in terms of what I would call the Trump Doctrine, of he believes the same thing. If we can protect North America, South America, and we can preserve that, that's also America first, because, oh, you don't think about raspberries or bananas or coffee or all the other things that we get, or the trade that goes through the Panama Canal. You don't think about how vital South America and Central America is to us. Or you never think about something that I had to think about a lot when I was the undersecretary, and that is Mexico. What happens if Mexico suddenly becomes a failed state? It becomes a narco state, which I think it pretty much is close to that now anyway. Well, that's bad for us, because that means we have to be extraordinarily vigilant on the southern border to prevent another invasion of illegal aliens. So if Mexico fails, that's bad for us. And remember, Mexico is Most Americans think of Mexico as just a great place to go on vacation. What they don't realize is that Mexico is also natural resource rich. They have a lot of things, including oil, that we could also use. So he's trying to, and in South America, the same thing. Venezuela in particular, oil. Cuba, Russia, China, all combined together to essentially put our enemies 90 miles south of Key West, 90 miles south of Monroe County, Florida. And what Trump has done in Venezuela is probably, in my opinion, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe even in a few months. Let's see, this is, I would say by springtime, we might see the communist regime. We might see Raul Castro, the senile old fart, actually lose power in Cuba. And Cuba suddenly becomes the Cuba that it was of the 1950s. And you'll see Marriott and Hyatt and the Four Seasons. You'll see the cruise ships. You'll see all the tourism industry just run into Cuba, and it will turn into a flourishing economy. And it will push out the Russians. It will push out the Chinese. So that gets us to Venezuela. And before we get to Venezuela, let's go back to where I started, which was with Operation Just Cause. Operation Just Cause launched on December 20th, 1989. What was it? That's next. I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steak Co.'s Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine cold water lobster, jumbo USA sea scallops, 16-ounce USDA choice ribeye steaks, and 8-ounce filet mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets to our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales events. Red and Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and a brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Red and Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Red and Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at redandkia.com.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
It was at the time the largest and most complex U.S. combat operation since Vietnam. Roughly 24 to 27,000 troops attacked multiple targets across Panama in just a matter of hours. Now, the stated goals, safeguarding American citizens, ensure continued freedom of transit through the Panama Canal, neutralizing the Panamanian Defense Forces, capturing Noriega, and installing President-elect Guillermo Indera, whose election Noriega had nullified. You just kind of sound familiar? If it doesn't, you're not paying attention. Now, that operation quickly overwhelmed the Panamanian Defense Forces, and it toppled Noriega's regime. And Indera was sworn in on a U.S. base as the new U.S.-backed civilian president. U.S. Airborne, Air Assault, Special Ops, all those units hit more than two dozen targets on what you could call a D-Day. It ranged from the defense headquarters and their barracks, their airfields, and their comm centers. There was fighting in urban neighborhoods, most notably around Panama City. And it really produced intense destruction and loss of life because American paratroopers, armor, and gunships actually engaged Panamanian forces in dense civilian areas. Now, the estimates of the Panamanian casualties vary. Mainstream media cites roughly 200 to 300 Panamanian defense forces and more than 300 civilians killed. Human rights groups and some Panamanian sources argue that the civilian toll may have reached into the high hundreds or even more. On our side, 23 U.S. troops were reported killed, hundreds wounded. Now, legally, Washington justified, or Bush justified, the administration justified the invasion on grounds of protecting U.S. nationals, defending treaty rights that we had with the canal, combating drug trafficking, and responding to Noriega's annulment of elections. Now, critics, see if this sounds familiar. Oh, wait a minute, that's a violation of international law. That's a violation of Panamanian sovereignty. History repeats itself. And if you stick around long enough, it not only rhymes, but it's like, oh, this is just a this is just another version. This is just a remake of Star Wars 1. This is Star Wars 22. So even though Noriega, and I want you to think, here's what I want you to do as I describe this. As I describe the operation, I want you to think about what you're hearing today about the operation in Venezuela. Because there are so many similarities. And over time, if we stick to our guns, no pun intended, we can have similar outcomes. Now, overthrowing Manuel Noriega, pimple-faced Noriega, that was the explicit goal. But the initial assault didn't initially capture him. He evaded capture for days. He was moving between safe houses. He then sought refuge. Some of you old farts might remember this. He ran to the Vatican embassy in Panama City. So American forces surrounded the compound, surrounded the embassy, subjected it to intense psychological operations like loud music, and they finally took Noriega into custody on January 3, 1990, when he finally just gave up. He was flown to this country, stood trial on drug trafficking, racketeering, money laundering, and I think other charges. He had been indicted back in 1988. This was in 2000. And the courts ultimately upheld jurisdiction over the case, despite his defense lawyers arguing about sovereignty, prisoner of war status, the legality of a seizure, blah, 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 blah. In effect, Noriega was treated less as a head of state with immunity and treated more as a criminal defendant whose narcotics activities were having a direct effect in this country. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now, the Maduro operation obviously differs in scale, but it mirrors the Just Cause operation in its core intent. Remove a hostile leader that's been indicted on drug charges, physically bring him into the United States jurisdiction. He's on his way to New York. So the U.S. launches a large-scale air and missile strike on Venezuela. Hits air defenses, command facilities, regime-linked sites. At the time that they're doing that, which is to neutralize the military, a special ops unit reported to be Delta Force conducted the raid that seized Maduro and his wife, Celia Flores. Here's what I want you to know before we take a break. The legal and the political foundation was set in March of 2020. Who was the president in March of 20? Oh, yeah, Joe Biden. A U.S. indictment accusing Maduro of narco-terrorism, cocaine trafficking, in concert with Colombia's FARC, which is a terrorist-designated organization, been for years, and leadership of the Cartel de las Soles, another foreign terrorist organization. Yes, started with Biden. Not Trump. Trump just finished it. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by finally checking off something that actually matters. Your old videotapes and photos are fading more every year. VCRs are disappearing, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most important memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your memories by converting all your videotapes, photos, and film reels into digital files. And this year, it's easier than ever.
Introducing our biggest kit yet, able to hold up to 80 videotapes or film reels or 2,000 photos. It's perfect for big collectors. You can even send in old DVDs, memory cards, flip phones, or early generation iPhones.
Legacy Box is truly the easiest New Year's resolution you'll ever keep. Just fill your box and send it in. As the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, all work is done in the U.S., and we're trusted by over a million families.
Start the new year right by rescuing the moments you haven't watched in years. Go to legacybox.com/audio for an incredible 55% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 55% off.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump addressed the nation this past hour about the U.S. raid on Venezuela and the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Now the president says the U.S. will partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
It was in the pre-dawn hours this morning that the president first announced what he called a large-scale strike and said that Maduro had been captured.
President Trump says in part, quote, "The United States of America has successfully carried out a large-scale strike against Venezuela and its leader, President Nicolas Maduro, who has been, along with his wife, captured and flown out of the country. This operation was done in conjunction with U.S. law enforcement," unquote.
And that is correspondent George Williams reporting. Meanwhile, the BBC's Will Grant reports a reaction from Venezuela.
We know that the Venezuelan government has issued a state of emergency, as you would expect. They have put out a statement in which they say they energetically and fully reject and decry and denounce.
A terrorist attack on a grocery store in Charlotte, North Carolina was thwarted this week.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS. In reality, was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest.
And to use hammers to attack people. More from townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here with Wesley Financial Group. My 78-year-old friend Linda called me yesterday. She bought a $40,000 timeshare in Nashville. She was told it was a great investment and that he would personally book all her vacations. All lies. She called our sales rep, Chris, the next morning at 4:57 a.m. to cancel, and she was told it was too late. You had your chance yesterday. Another lie. She has 10 days in Tennessee. I am in a war with the timeshare industry because people keep buying their lies and they don't want me to help you. If you need a timeshare, I'm sure one of the 3,500 people that call my office weekly would love to give you one of theirs. Or go online and pay a dollar for it. But stop paying $40,000 for lies. It's time to stop the insanity. Don't wait another day.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-364-7711. That's 800-364-7711. 800-364-7711.
Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests in that country, insisting that rioters must be, quote, put in their place. Those comments may signal a more heavy-handed approach cracking down on the demonstrations. President Trump, though, has issued his own warning on Truth Social. He told Iran's leaders that if it violently kills peaceful demonstrators, the U.S. will come to their rescue.
I think it is meant to signal to the demonstrators that they have the backing of the U.S. president, but is also meant to deter a further violent crackdown from the Iranian security forces. All of that said, Donald Trump has in the past equivocated on the issue of U.S. backing for regime change in Iran. There are also pretty strong domestic political pressures against foreign entanglements. And
that's BBC's Tom Bateman. Eight protesters have been killed so far. The protests were sparked by Iran's struggling economy, and they've been going on now for a week. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. This coming week, there are several economic reports due out, which are benchmarks for the U.S. economy. And economist Steve Moore argues there's an overlooked benefit so far to President Trump's expanding economic policies.
If we grow at 3.5%, guess what? We start to bend that curve down. We get more revenues. Did you know look, we still have a deficit that's way too high, but it's coming down already under Trump. I don't know if you're aware of that. The media doesn't tell you that, but the deficit is starting to come down because Trump is growing the economy. When you have more people working, businesses making more money, you get more tax revenues.
Moore spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. On Monday, the ISM Manufacturing Index is set to be published. Later in the week, we'll get statistics on the job market, including job openings, unemployment and wages, and also due out reports on the U.S. trade deficit and productivity, as well as factory orders and consumer credit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Europe, Western Asia, Africa, the Middle East. Then it took us over to the Indo-Pacific, and it took us through Eastern Asia, Southeast Asia, and all of the areas from Japan, South Korea, down through New Zealand, Philippines, and Australia. This hour, I want to talk about what happened last night and its legality. And in the next hour, we're going to go back to and understand why Trump did this, what he has said in the press conference this morning, and what it means long term for South America, and again for America First. So we're going to tie all of that together in the next 2 hours. The operation that resulted in Maduro's capture was not any sort of declaration of hostilities against Venezuela. It was an execution of a long-standing criminal indictment against an individual who, under U.S. law and also under widely accepted principles of international law, was never entitled to the protection as a lawful head of state. That gets me back to a text message that came in earlier. Let's see if I can find it good real quickly. I really do want to find this text message because I want you to understand the difference. Here's a good one, though. How long do you think will it take for some liberal judge to come out and tell Trump that he has to repatriate Maduro and start all over again? Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But there was one about what's the difference between this and if you sent it to me. When did you send this to me? I read it this morning. This is live radio. I'm just trying to find a text message. Anyway, it was basically, I can't find it. But it was basically this. What's the difference between what happened with Maduro and some other foreign government coming in the middle of the night and capturing Donald Trump and taking him as an expat or as a prisoner to some foreign country? Oh, I could talk about the difference for an hour. First and foremost is our security forces, the Secret Service, the military, and the American citizens wouldn't stand for it. Second, it would mean that Trump would have had to have committed an act, a criminal act, that was a direct violation of, let's just say France. Let's just pick on France for a while. That somehow Trump had violated French law. That he had engaged in a conspiracy of some sort to violate a very specific French statute. We don't have that. It's not a comparison that you can make. So with regard to the text message, it's based on a faulty assumption, a faulty premise, that Trump has violated some law of some sovereign state that is recognized, those laws are recognized by the United States of America. If you want to tell me, for example, that he's violated some Iranian law, no, because we don't recognize that country as being a recognized member of civilization. Oh, yeah, they're a so-called, air quote here, sovereign country, but not on the same level that, say, France is. If he violated a French law, truly violated some felonious statute of the French, we might have a problem. And if the French tried to invade D.C. from the Atlantic coast, yeah, I don't think they're going to make it all the way to D.C. It's not going to happen. So from a practical standpoint, it's just not going to. And from a legal standpoint, we have channels by which to deal with that. And, oh, we also have a Supreme Court ruling that says under our Constitution, the president is immune from those things as long as he is acting as president and acting within his constitutional authority as president. So the French are going to have a hard time doing it. So it would have to be a rogue nation trying to do it, and a rogue nation's never going to make it, you know, they're never going to make it from LaGuardia to Dulles or to Reagan National. And then if they were to make it that far, they're not going to make it from Reagan National to cross the south lawn of the White House and try to capture him. Or Mar-a-Lago. And then we'll be able to land at West Palm Beach and try to make it into Mar-a-Lago. So it's just not going to happen. It's a comparison based on a false premise. This was the execution of a long-standing criminal indictment against Maduro, who, under our law and accepted principles of international law, was not entitled to the protections that we give lawful heads of state. Begin with a simple question. Think about it this way. What makes an arrest an act of war and not a law enforcement action? What's the difference? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. The question I want you to think about is, what makes an arrest an act of war rather than an act of law enforcement? That's next.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steak Co.'s Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine cold water lobster, jumbo USA sea scallops, 16-ounce USDA choice ribeye steaks, and 8-ounce filet mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text line's always open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So the question that I pose to you, what makes an arrest an act of war rather than an act of law enforcement? Well, if you think it is based on force alone, no. Because cops use force, and even state governments sometimes use military assets, like the National Guard, in support of law enforcement. So what is the distinction? The distinction turns on status and purpose. Think about war. War is violence directed at a sovereign state. Law enforcement is coercion directed at a person who is subject to jurisdiction. Now, coercion and sometimes force is required because somebody resists arrest or they go off on a car chase. But I would use it's coercion. Your freedom is taken away. Yeah, sometimes you get in a gunfight, but those are usually the exceptions. Well, the Maduro operation fits squarely into that second category of law enforcement. It was coercion directed at a person subject to criminal jurisdiction. He was not seized because he was the president of Venezuela, although, as we walk through this, there's always a subtext. You can't arrest... Now, if I say it that way, you'll misinterpret it. Maduro was not arrested because he was the president of Venezuela. He was arrested because he was a suspect named in a criminal indictment subject to law enforcement. And the military seized him, captured him. Now, they did so knowing that he was the president of Venezuela, and Trump ordered this operation knowing that if they carried out the operation correctly, it might have other effects than law enforcement. But the fact that he was arrested not as president matters. And it's not rhetorical. It is actually the organizing premise of the entire case. So what is the case? As I said, back in March of 2020, federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York unsealed charges against Maduro for narco-terrorism, cocaine trafficking, weapons offenses, conspiracy to import massive quantities of drugs. The indictment alleged that he led and was the head of the Cartel de los Soles. That's a transnational criminal organization that's embedded and actually a part of Venezuela's security services and is a part of its political institutions. So we knew that going in. So the premise for the arrest is legal. But if anybody tells you that, oh, but the consequences of the arrest are going to be XYZ, yes, of course we knew that. But that's a separate matter from the actual arrest. The charges are not symbolic. These are real, legitimate criminal charges. They carry potential life sentences. There was a $50 million reward, either 15 or 50. I think it was $50 million, that was offered for information leading to his arrest. From that moment forward, Maduro was not treated by the United States as a protected sovereign. He was treated as a fugitive from justice. Now, the critics on the left, and maybe even some on the right, I don't know, are going to respond, oh, but you can indict a ham sandwich. Indictments are cheap. And a powerful country can always criminalize their enemies. But that objection, when you hear it, because I know you're going to hear it, it ignores a very crucial legal fact. The United States' position was not merely that Maduro was committing crimes. It was that he did so without sovereign immunity as the head of the country because he was not a legitimate head of the country. Now, that claim is just not something that you're making to support your argument. That claim comes from recognized doctrine. Because after Venezuela's 2018 election, which was completely fraudulent, the country's own National Assembly, their own Congress, declared the presidency vacant and recognized Juan Guaido as the interim president under Venezuela's constitution. And more than 50 countries followed suit in recognizing Juan Guaido as the actual president. The United States formally withdrew recognition from Maduro's regime, described it as illegitimate. That matters. Because, air quote here, head of state immunity, that's not some metaphysical property. That is a legal consequence of recognition. States decide whom they treat as governments. When recognition is withdrawn, the immunity dissolves with it. Go back to the texter. They said, well, what's the difference? What if France decides, or whatever the country was? What if some other country decides to just come over here and snatch Donald Trump? Well, it'd have to be a rogue state. Because most countries, other than the Iranians, who would love to arrest Donald Trump, recognize our sovereignty. So there'd be it would have to be some state like the Iranians, which is never going to happen. We're never going to allow that to happen. And this principle, trust me, is not controversial. Because the courts themselves have long held that immunity comes from recognition decisions made by the political branches. So when an executive branch like ours says that an individual is not recognized as a head of state, the courts defer to that recognition or lack of recognition. That deference is not lawlessness. That's the basis of separation of powers, inherently important to a Republican small R form of government. As early as 2020, American prosecutors were describing Maduro as a de facto ruler who had usurped power, who was corrupting state institutions in order to facilitate international drug trafficking. So the indictment explicitly framed his authority as illegally gotten. And that's not casual language. It's designed to foreclose the argument that the left is apparently going to want to make that somehow Maduro was immune from American prosecution. I can't wait to hear how the cabal starts describing, oh, this was an illegal invasion. This was an illegal arrest. This was blah, 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 blah. Some of you already texted and said, how long before Judge Boasberg enters into a restraining order ordering them to return Maduro back to Caracas? Well, that would be immediately appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. And if Boasberg were to do that, that would be in violation of almost every known precedent that says it is up to the executive branch, the political branches, the executive and the legislative branches, about who gets recognized as a sovereign and who does not. That's not up to the courts. So Boasberg would step in a big pile of poop if we were to do that. Part of this entire indictment, it shows, the charging documents show, that it's not an indictment of a political leader that's caught in some sort of geopolitical international dispute. It's an indictment of a cartel leader who just happened to illegally control a country. Is that a difference without a distinction? No, that's a huge difference. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ETHOS.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steakhouse Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine Coldwater Lobster, Jumbo USA Sea Scallops, 16-ounce USDA Choice Ribeye Steaks, and 8-ounce Filet Mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
I'm surprised by that, and I'll explain later in the next hour, but we've long had, in fact, I've been involved in some of these plans, for what happens when, say, Cuba or Mexico fail or become a failed state. What if Canada were to become a failed state? What if Canada's economy were to completely collapse? How would we handle that? Or one of our allies, Japan, collapses for some reason. The previously FEMA, then FEMA and the Department of Homeland Security, and obviously the Department of Defense, all of these national security apparatus, including the National Security Council, the Homeland Security Council, and the White House, always are working on what-if contingency plans. And I don't mean that redundantly. I mean what-if and contingencies for all the different what-ifs. And the ones that I were involved in were Cuba and Mexico. So we should not assume for one second that there are not plans for how we're going to run Venezuela, or for that matter, Colombia, Peru, Argentina, Brazil, any number of countries around the world, if we have to. That's part of being prudent in terms of your planning for protecting our national security and our national interests worldwide. That's part of being a superpower. It's just something the public's never really exposed to. So go back to the indictment and the charging documents. The prosecutors in the Southern District of New York allege in the indictment that Maduro deployed cocaine as a weapon against this country. Now, whether you accept every factual allegation is immaterial to me, because the legal theory is clear. This was a narcotics conspiracy that was targeting this country, and therefore the courts in this country have jurisdiction over this indicted individual. Now, extraterritorial jurisdiction, meaning jurisdiction outside the territory of the United States, in drug cases, that's very well established law. When foreign conduct is intended to produce criminal effects inside this country, you have jurisdiction. You don't need a declaration of war to arrest a drug trafficker whose product is poisoning American citizens in American cities. But I know some are going to argue that, well, even if Maduro was a criminal, seizing him required some sort of war because he controlled territory and he controlled an army. Well, this is where people are historically ignorant. In 1988, Manuel Noriega was indicted by grand juries on drug trafficking and racketeering charges. And when he was indicted, he indeed was the de facto ruler of Panama. And just like Maduro, he claimed he had sovereign immunity. He ran to the Vatican embassy in Panama City. I'm the sovereign leader of this country. Well, then why are you hiding in the Vatican? Why are you hiding in the Vatican's embassy? Like Maduro, Noriega, just kind of dismissed the charges as political theater. This is all about politics. And like Maduro, guess what Noriega did? He nullified elections and entrenched himself as the dictator of Panama through force. So when our American forces entered Panama in December of 1989, the stated objective was not conquest. The stated objective was to arrest Noriega, protect American citizens in the country, and restore Panama's legitimate government. Noriega gets captured, as I said earlier, January 3, 1990. He gets flown to Florida to stand trial. And his lawyers raised the exact same arguments that you're going to hear Democrats now raise trying to defend Maduro. I find it astonishing that You want to defend someone who has been indicted, that's been poisoning the country, that's head of a drug cartel? They're going to claim the invasion was illegal. Well, they claim that Noriega was immune. They claim that his capture, you know, Noriega's capture shocked the conscience of the world. No, it didn't. In fact, it didn't shock the federal courts at all, because the federal courts rejected all of that. The judge in those cases held that Noriega had no head of state immunity because the executive and the legislative branches never recognized him as Panama's lawful leader. So the court in the Noriega trial refused to adjudicate the legality of the military operation itself. Said that's a political issue. That's not a legal issue. And under a doctrine called the Kerr Frisbee Doctrine, the court held that even a forcible apprehension does not bar prosecution absent torture or some sort of extreme abuse. So, Noriega gets convicted. He gets thrown in prison. Not one single appellate court reversed the outcome. Not one single international tribunal invalidated either the indictment, the capture, the arrest, the conviction of Noriega. Now, that precedent is important because it establishes the template. And that template is simply this: an unrecognized, illegitimate dictator or ruler who leads a criminal enterprise can be indicted. And that same individual can be arrested. And he can be tried. And none of that constitutes a war, as Democrats are going to try to convince you. So the Maduro operation tracks that Noriega template almost verbatim. Like Noriega, Maduro was indicted while he was exercising de facto control. And like Noriega, his regime had been delegitimized internationally, not just by us, by countries all over the world. And like Noriega, he was accused of turning a state into a narco state. And like Noriega, he was arrested pursuant to a criminal indictment, not a treaty of surrender. But notice what did not happen. It didn't happen back in 1989 and 1990. It's not going to happen now. What is it? Oh, it's a hugely important point. But nobody ever stops and thinks about it. We did not annex land. We did not annex any territory. We did not declare war on Venezuela. We did not dissolve the Venezuelan state. We simply removed an indicted fugitive. We left the question of Venezuela's governance to the Venezuelans and the international community. That's law enforcement logic. That's not some sort of imperialism. That's not conquest. We didn't vanquish somebody. However, critics are going to insist. You know, I'm not being brilliant here. Not at all. If you just stop and think about this, you know what's coming. The critics on the left, the cabal, but I repeat myself, are going to be screaming that any use of military force across a border is, by its very definition, a war. But this collapses distinctions that international law has already carefully outlined and preserved. Because states, I don't mean like Colorado, New York, California, I mean states like the United States, a country, they routinely use force in counterterrorism, piracy suppression, rescue of hostages, narcotics interdiction. And the legality of those kinds of actions turns on the status, the consent, and the purpose. And in this case with Maduro, the target was not Venezuela. It was an individual whom the U.S. had long treated as a criminal and whom it did not recognize as a sovereign. We knew, however, we would be lying and we would not be truthful to ourselves if we did not also understand that there are consequences to these actions. I know there are. You know they are. Everybody in the world knows there are. Which is why the mullahs are probably hiding in a cave somewhere outside of Tehran right now, hoping that we don't come for them. Probably true for the president of Colombia. Probably true for a lot of people around the world. Oh, this guy in the White House right now, when he says something, he follows up and he actually does something. States routinely use force in those areas. The target was not Venezuela. It was an individual that this country had long treated as a criminal and whom we did not recognize as the sovereign leader of Venezuela. And that distinction explains why the Noriega case has endured. It explains something else, too. And you need to understand that because the deluge is, well, I was going to say is going to start. The deluge started the minute this news broke. I'll explain next. I'll be right back.
Let's ring in the new year by finally checking off something that actually matters. Your old videotapes and photos are fading more every year. VCRs are disappearing, and the clock is ticking to save your family's most important memories. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mako. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve your memories by converting all your videotapes, photos, and film reels into digital files. And this year, it's easier than ever.
Introducing our biggest kit yet, able to hold up to 80 videotapes or film reels or 2,000 photos. It's perfect for big collectors. You can even send in old DVDs, memory cards, flip phones, or early generation iPhones.
Legacy Box is truly the easiest New Year's resolution you'll ever keep. Just fill your box and send it in. As the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos, all work is done in the U.S., and we're trusted by over a million families.
Start the new year right by rescuing the moments you haven't watched in years. Go to legacybox.com/audio for an incredible 55% off. That's legacybox.com/audio for 55% off.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free, now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards, all while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Michael and I were laughing about how today's program didn't turn out to be anything that I had planned for. All my tabs, my POS, my pile of stuff. I guess I'll just save that for Monday morning. Got to learn to run with the horses when you do radio, live radio. Back to Noriega and Maduro for a moment. There's probably a deeper point here that I really want you to kind of inculcate and think about. Recognition doctrine. Why do we have something called a recognition doctrine? Well, it's to prevent violent usurpation from kind of morphing itself into legal immunity. Because if a dictator could immunize themselves by controlling territory, then law would reward brute force. And courts in this country, in all Western civilized countries, most international courts, have rightly refused to endorse that kind of result. Because that would just empower dictators. That would encourage dictatorships. They would encourage, if they could immune themselves by simply controlling territory, then all principles of U.S. law or any other legitimate country, not a tyranny, that would be rewarding that kind of brute force. Well, Maduro's arrest does not expand the president's power beyond the precedent that has been long established in this country. It simply applies settled doctrine to a case involving Nicolas Maduro. It's that this case of Maduro happens to be particularly egregious. It's a horrible situation. Back years ago, I had a podcast separate from my iHeart podcast. The person who produced that podcast for me lived in Caracas. We often had lengthy conversations about how brutal the dictatorship was. Now, how did I get hooked up with a guy that was an audio specialist in Caracas? Because a friend of mine that lives in Colorado Springs knew him. He used to work for, I forget the name of the something of the family. It was a religious organization. My friend was an audio specialist with this organization in Colorado Springs. And they had hired this guy in Caracas to do a lot of their audio editing. So he needed extra work. He worked very cheaply. So when I was doing my podcast, my friend suggested that I use him. So I started using him to do the audio editing for me. And our conversations were intriguing at the same time that they were just, it was despair. His life was horrible. He worked underground. He couldn't always produce things. I mean, he was very good about doing workarounds, but he couldn't always produce things exactly on deadline because oftentimes no power, no internet. He couldn't transfer files. He had ways of getting around it, probably illegal under the Maduro regime, but nonetheless, he talked about how brutal it was. He decided at some point, because of the lack of food, the lack of power, lack of work, lack of everything, he packed up and escaped to Spain. And he went first because he wanted to establish his connections to make the escape to Spain. And if he was unable to do that, obviously he wouldn't survive, but his wife, who was still in Caracas, would at least still have her life. But once he made it to Spain and made those connections, he was then able to help her to follow him to Spain. And they now live incredible lives in Spain. Maduro was a brutal dictator. Maduro shows us what the fruits of socialism and communism do to a country. So to call this an act of war is to mistake law enforcement for aggression. And it's now being done loudly and will be done so for the foreseeable future by congressional Democrats who are going to demand that Donald Trump reverse the arrest and restore Maduro to power. I want you to stop and think about that. That's what they will do. This guy who disappears his people, starves them to death to the point that they break into zoos and eat animals out of the zoo, where they line up for hours and they'll stay in the line at the grocery store, even though they know the only thing available for the store is something they don't need, because they'll buy it because they know they can sell that on the black market. So if olive oil is available, but they have olive oil at home, doesn't make any difference, they'll stay in line to buy the olive oil because they can barter that later for something else. And Democrats are going to defend that? That's what they're doing. But then we elected Zoltan Mamdani to mayor of New York City. So maybe in our lifetimes, New York will look like Caracas. That position of the Democrats, I believe, is absolutely indefensible. It asks us as a nation to side with an indicted narco-terrorist over our own laws, our own courts, and the lives of our own citizens. Nicolas Maduro ran a cartel that weaponized the fentanyl crisis. He killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. So for Democrats now to demand his reinstatement, that's not a plea for peace. It's a demand that the law yield to the protection of a criminal regime holding an entire nation, including a friend of mine, hostage. The better description of what occurred is pretty simple and accurate. An indicted fugitive was arrested. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Start the year with a splash of flavor with Heartland Steakhouse Reef and Beef Package, which combines juicy steak and fresh seafood for the ultimate celebration. You will be feasting on Maine Coldwater Lobster, Jumbo USA Sea Scallops, 16-ounce USDA Choice Ribeye Steaks, and 8-ounce Filet Mignon delivered straight to your door. Ordering is easy at heartlandsteakco.com. And right now, when you spend $199.99 or more, you'll get free shipping plus $26 off with promo code NEWYEAR26. Taste the Heartland difference.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest.
ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReddingKia.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.